As Democrats fret over Ralph Nader's fourth bid for the White House, Green Party officials like Ben Mansky say Nader's entrance will provide diversity in a debate dominated by the two main political parties.
The Green Party encourages more voices in the elections, and we think the voters will be well served by having another choice.
I'm going to hold my nose and vote for the Democrat.
That's Jason Salzman, a former Nader supporter.
And Nader says that the two parties are like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Well, Tweedledee is still Tweedledee. The Democrats are still Tweedledee. But Tweedledum has turned into a global tyrant. We have to get rid of the extremists in the White House of George Bush.
Salzman started the website RepentantNaderVoter.com after President Bush ordered the U.S. attack on Iraq. He thinks Nader will siphon off Democratic votes, but Mansky agrees with Nader, who thinks his campaign will appeal to independents and also disenchanted Republicans. In 2000, Mansky says 1 in 6 Nader voters said they would have voted for Bush. Half of the Green voters going for Nader 4 years ago said their other option was not voting at all or going with an independent. Mansky thinks Nader won't have a problem getting on Wisconsin's ballot, but could face a big hurdle in other states.
The ballot access laws were written by the Democratic and Republican Party leadership. They never had to meet these qualifications. They just drafted the ballot access laws and to pull up the ladder after themselves.
Nader needs 2,000 signatures to get on Wisconsin's presidential ballot as an independent. Compare that to Texas, where 65,000 signatures are required. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.